It's time for ER 101 with expert guests provided by the American College of Emergency Physicians. Here's Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome back to ER 101. We will give you the 411 on your 911s. And I want to welcome my next guest to the show, Dr. David John. He's a board-certified emergency physician in Boston, more than 20 years' experience. He's an expert on elder emergency care and chairman of the Geriatric Medicine Division at the American College of Emergency Physicians, as well as being on their Public Relations Committee. Dr. John, welcome, and thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
So, you know, I wanted to talk about adult immunizations. We just talked about the flu a little bit ago, and that is a key immunization that adults should have. And we always think of shots for babies, but we don't think of the continued booster shots that we often need or new shots as we get older. And the CDC just published a report that, in fact, adults are not getting immunized. They don't have their recommended immunizations, and it puts them at risk during flu season for problems and other problems. Now, you know, every year we hear about these outbreaks of whooping cough, which is a pertussis bacteria that, you know, kids get vaccinated for. But I read a study that said, you know, because adults aren't getting boosters, the bacteria is kind of still circulating. And even though adults don't get so sick, if they're around little kids, it can really kill infants. So there's a new recommendation that women should get the whooping cough when they're pregnant, right?
Yeah, and not only that, but grandparents, husbands, et cetera, because anybody that's providing child care and around the children can give them whooping cough. Now, this all broke out in Brazil, which is a developed country, and they noticed that babies were dying. They finally attributed it to whooping cough, which let us know that the adults did need booster shots. It spread through Central America, Mexico, up through California, and now it's an epidemic pretty much all around right now. I had it myself about 6 or 7 years ago, and it was terrible.
Really?
But, you know, it's just it's about a week of an upper respiratory infection like a flu or a cold. And then you just have this staccato cough that goes on for 7 weeks, and you're contagious for that entire time. So everybody that I coughed on at that time was exposed to whooping cough.
And it's interesting, you know, and with adults, it is just this annoying cough. But, you know, there's all these videos on the internet of these babies, and because they are coughing so much and take such a big breath in, that's where you get the whoop. They're like, and then they start with their little cough, but it's terrible. I mean, and you know, it's funny. It's not funny to say, but it's related to the Bordetella that my dog gets. And if your dog's ever had kennel cough, it's very upsetting for them too. So they're similar bacteria. And it's true, it kills infants. And we have had bad outbreaks recently because of that, wouldn't you say? I mean, we've seen it in the ER.
I was approached about 6 or 8 weeks after I finally recovered from whooping cough by a drug rep, and she kind of schooled me on the fact that whooping cough was breaking out again. And I did some reading, and I saw the video with J-Lo, and I basically became a believer that we needed to start immunizing adults for whooping cough. So I changed over. I went to Pharmacy and Therapeutics the next week, and we changed over all of our tetanus vaccine to Tdap, which includes the pertussis, that's the P at the end. And what we do is, in the emergency department, we have event-driven cases that cause us to give a tetanus shot anytime somebody punctures the skin or has a puncture wound or laceration. Even if it's something that's not really tetanus-related, like washing dishes and a glass breaks, the nurses and docs are kind of triggered to say, when was your last tetanus shot? And so we're providing a public service by immunizing against tetanus. And now that we have Tdap, and I've just done the same thing at my new hospital here in Connecticut, we're basically protecting the population.
Yeah,
but again, it's event-driven, it's sporadic. We do see a lot of patients, but we're not going to get the entire population.
Right, and it really is something that primary care doctors should start to ask about, and I want to ask you too, because it isn't just now whooping cough. There's shots for pneumonia and shingles, and then even HPV, which we recommend to kids. So, you know, at a pediatrician's office, they're very good at saying, okay, here's your next series of shots. But a lot of time, internists are not, they don't always staff, you know, have the shots themselves, because, you know, how often do they give them? But they really, don't you think, should start to say, okay, let's look at your boosters and when everything occurred. And
I think it would be great. The problem is that visits to primary care doc in the age group that we're thinking about here, say between 18 and 40, is event-driven. You know, it's only if you're sick. You know, very few people can afford the copays anymore to go to their doctor routinely every year, nor is it necessarily, you know, a good thing that they're going to the doctor every year and, you know, kind of utilizing health care. You know, but the bottom line is, I think the emergency department is going to become even more important than we already are in terms of public health with immunizing against tetanus. It's probably, we should be event driven. Every time we see a young girl with kind of a sexually related illness, we should be thinking about HPV vaccine. And every time we see an older person with upper respiratory symptoms, we should be saying, have you had your pneumonia vaccine, your influenza vaccine? You know, we're an event-driven group. We're not really a primary care, but we're starting to see more and more of these people that don't have primary care doctors.
Yeah, it's
so true. I think it's going to be a huge public health issue in the future.
Well, it really is. I mean, people don't remember, but, you know, smallpox was eradicated with vaccination. And the key is to keep the boosters, the recommended boosters and the vaccinations off. And, you know, interesting enough, just recently Medicare started paying for preventive services like yearly exams. We'll see what happens with the new, that's a whole nother topic for a show, the new Affordable Care Act and whether people really are going to start to see doctors. There's probably not enough doctors for everybody to see as it is.
Well, I think people are going to show up with an event and say, oh, by the way, I haven't had my tetanus shot in 10 years. Can I have it while I'm here?
Yeah,
and I think it would be well worth it. Well worth it for the ED to invest in having at least a small supply and see, you know, start advertising the fact that we can immunize you when you're here.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good idea. And most ERs, too, with any kind of trauma, they're certainly asking about when was your last tetanus shot, even if it's not a tetanus-prone wound. There were some shortages not too long ago with the regular TD, but I think now with any kind of trauma, it certainly should. And certainly, you know, people should take a little bit of a proactive and talk to their doctors. Are there any new shots that I should see? I mean, women every couple years probably get pap smears, go to their gynecologist. That might be in the younger group to go. And certainly, you know, I think if you do see your internist every year.
Yeah. Well, I just have one quick thing. I went to the pharmacy yesterday to pick up some prescriptions, and there's signs everywhere at the desk of the pharmacy about all the immunizations you can get at your local pharmacy. And so that may be another solution. If you have insurance, it's covered by insurance. And the newest one is the shingles vaccine, which I'm planning on getting, because I think the lifetime incidence of getting shingles in the population in America is 80% in your lifetime, if you've had chickenpox.
Right. And look at poor Barbara Walters, who didn't even have pox.
Right.
Worse than shingles, she got chicken pox as an adult. So it is, and now we have a great chicken pox vaccine. So it is something important to really talk to people about and think about it, because we do have vaccinations now that can prevent a lot of communicable diseases, and these are diseases that spread among populations. And they're very important to get, and get the boosters. So I think the key is, you know, talk to your parents, talk to your parents' doctors, talk to your pediatricians, and think about it next time you go in and see a doctor or go into the emergency room. I want to thank my guest, Dr. John. It's been very informative.